Praise the Lord to everybody. Let's turn our Bibles to Joshua chapter 4. We will read 2 and 3 verses all together, please. Joshua chapter 4, verses 2 and 3 all together. Take you 12 men out of people, out of every tribe a man, and command them, saying, Take you hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priests' feet stood from, 12 stones, and ye shall carry them o'er with you, and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Let us read in Telugu also. Most of us have Telugu Bibles. So let us read these second and third verses, these two verses in Telugu also. ప్రతి గోత్రమునకు ఒక్కొక్క మనుషుని చొప్పున పన్నిద్దరు మనుషులను ఏర్పరిచి యాజకుల కాళ్ళు నిలిచిన స్థలమున యోర్దాను నడుమ నుండి 12 రాళ్లను తీసి వాటిని యువతలకు తెచ్చి మీరు ఈ రాత్రి బస చేయు చోట వాటిని నిలువ పెట్టుడని వారికి ఆజ్ఞాపించము. మే గాడ్ బ్లెస్ దిస్ పోర్షన్. సో లెట్ అస్ క్లోజ్ అవర్ ఐస్. లెట్ అస్ లుక్ అన్ టు గాడ్ ఫర్ హిస్ హెల్ప్ ఇన్ ప్రేయర్. లవింగ్ హెవెన్లీ ఫాదర్, కింగ్ ఆఫ్ కింగ్స్, లార్డ్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్స్, What a wonderful day it is to remember you being as our good shepherd, great shepherd, and chief shepherd. We bow down our heads and our hearts unto you, O Lord. Please be with us, guide us, and lead us, O Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the reading of thy word. Bless the meditation time also. Please speak to each and every individual, including myself. Let your words come out of my mouth, O Lord, Heavenly Father. I'm just standing as a mouthpiece. O Lord, may you be revealed through thy speaking. Thank you, O Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So, we have a holiday tomorrow. Most of us are away also, so because of this long weekend. So what is this long weekend called? Memorial Day. What is the significance of Memorial Day? Anybody? Remembering soldiers. Not only soldiers, and their sacrifice also. Right? So basically, I've collected a little information about Memorial Day. It is good for our, as a reminder for all of us. Originally, this particular Memorial Day is called as a Decoration Day. Decoration Day. So the Decoration Day has started after the Civil War. So Decoration Day is about decorating a cemetery. So decorating the lost ones and loved ones cemetery. Okay, so that is about the Decoration Day that they have started on May 5th, 1866. So it was too long time back. So it was started. And then in 1971, they changed the name from Decoration Day to Memorial Day officially, okay? And then initially, as I told you that they have started to remember the Civil War victims. So in one of the Bible study, we discussed about the Civil War also. So around 600,000 people have died on the both sides, including soldiers and civilians and all those people. So the number is very big, actually. So to remember their sacrifice, they started celebrating Memorial Day. But later on, so they started remembering all the people's, all the wars that U.S. Went through. They started remembering other wars and other soldiers during that time. So unofficially, I think after, I mean, the Memorial Day is the starting day of our summer. So what is the ending day of our summer? Labor Day weekend. So first Memorial Day weekend, it is the starting of summer, and the Labor Day weekend is the ending of summer. And then, you know, if you look into the definition of memorial, first of all, you need to think like, what is this memorial? So where this particular word came from? And why is it there? And do we have any memorials in Bible? So is what we are going to look today. So if you look into the definition, it says that something by which the memory of a person or an event is kept alive. So there is a person, a famous person, or sacrificed person, whatever the person is. So if we keep his memories alive, is called memorial. Or the events also, if we keep those events also alive, we call it as a memorial. So sometimes we name a day or a particular, we give a name to that memorial. Or otherwise, you know, we build some memorial also. You know, Washington, we have a memorial, right? So our government has built a very big, huge thing. So, you know, it is actually derived the word from memoria. So memoria is about memory. So in other words, remembering ourselves about those events or about those that particular person, okay? So why do we have these memorials? The reason that I thought was that we always tend to forget. We always tend to forget. Even if you look into our day-to-day lives, so we forget a few things, right? You know, if it is men, what are our top two or three things that we forget every day? Purse, or wallet, or belt. What do you have? Keys. Maybe for women, it might be a different things that women may forget. What, auntie? Phone. Yeah, phone is also one good thing that, you know, we tend to forget, right? So many things we tend to forget. And then if we forget, we always ask our spouse, hey, where is that? Where is my purse? And then wife immediately says that you need to remember where you have kept. Right? So ekkada pettaro meeru gurtunchukovali. So, I mean, even in our daily life also, that forgetting thing is embedded in day-to-day life. Okay? So, think about past events. So, past events, if you consider, so many things that we may forget. But people understand that our nature is a forgetting nature. That's why we have these memorial days. Long time back, civil war happened in the 18th century. But still we are remembering this day. Why? You know, people have sacrificed their lives. And because of that civil war, there is no separation or there is no division. So all people are united. There is a great significance to that particular memorial day. That's why we're remembering it. Okay? So even if you consider Bible also talks about forgetting as well as remembering. If you turn about our Bibles to Psalm 106, 21. What does it say? Verse 21. 106, verse 21. Please read it. Okay. They forgot God, their Savior. So, Devunni, Devunu chesina adbhuta karyalni marchipoyaranta. So, again, in Bible also, it is mentioned very clearly that we have a forgetting nature. Many times in our lives, we forget who God is and we forget what He has done for our lives. Okay? And even if you look into another verse in the same thing. In the seventh verse, it says, Aiguptulo ma pitirulu ni adbhuta karyamulanu grahimpaka yundiri. Ni krupa bahulyamunu gnapakamunaku techukonaka yundiri. So all these things talks about forgetting the things. So, but you know, Psalm 103, it is very psalm, a very famous psalm, one and two verses. It talks about, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and what does it say? Forget not all his benefits. So as today is a memorial day, let us all remember who God is and what God has done towards our lives. Okay? If you turn to our today's portion, let's turn our Bibles to Joshua chapter 4. There was an incident that happened about memorial or commemoration. So we are going to meditate on it today. So okay. Sorry, I'm pressing the wrong one. All right. So, first of all, we need to understand this particular context. So, context is Jordan crossing, what our brother Benjamin has been taking. So, I don't need to give introduction. So, people were crossing the Jordan River, and all the Israelites under the leadership of Joshua. So while they were crossing, what were various incidents that were happened is going to talk about in this third chapter of Joshua as well as a fourth chapter of Joshua. I'm going to divide this particular sermon into three things: yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Okay? There were some incidents happened yesterday, and there were some incidents happened today, and God also gave some instructions for tomorrow. So easy to remember. Ninna, nedu, repu. Okay? So there is a progression, right? So ninna ayipoyin tarvata ee roju vastadi, ee roju ayipoyin tarvata repu vastadi. There is a progression. We also follow that progression too. First of all, yesterday, there were, let's assume that we were Joshua chapter 4, verse 5. So if you are in that particular portion, we will see in the previous chapter being as yesterday. Chapter 4 is today and as well as tomorrow. Okay, you got it? Okay, now, first of all, what happened was that in the Joshua chapter 4, chapter 3, verse 5. So what does it say? Can you please read it? Joshua chapter 3, verse 5.
Joshua said to his people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you.
Okay. Mariyu Yehoshua, repu Yehovah mi madhya adbhuta karyamulanu cheyinu kanuka, మిమ్మును మీరు పరిశుద్ధ పరచుకున్నాడని జనులకు ఆజ్ఞ ఇచ్చను. ఓకే, సో ద ఫస్ట్ వర్డ్ దట్ యు అండ్ ఐ క్యాన్ రిమెంబర్ ఈజ్ సాంక్టిఫై. గాడ్ హ్యాస్ కమాండెడ్ సంథింగ్ టు ఇజ్రాయిట్స్ టు సాంక్టిఫై. ఇన్ దిస్ పర్టికులర్ వర్స్ 5, ఇఫ్ యు డివైడ్ ఇన్ టు టూ థింగ్స్, సో గాడ్ ఈస్ సేయింగ్ దట్ యు డూ వన్ థింగ్, అండ్ గాడ్ ఆల్సో సేయింగ్ దట్ if you do that, what are you going to do, or what are you going to see? So here, those two things, if you try to understand, God gave the command to sanctify. What are they going to see? Observe here carefully in the fifth verse. What are they going to see? Sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. They are going to see the wonders of God if they sanctify it. There is a condition to that particular verse. My dears, sanctification means simply set apart. Setting ourselves for a particular purpose. In this case, setting Israelites for God's purpose. God is going to do so many wonderful things in their lives. That's why God is asking them to sanctify or set them apart so that tomorrow they're going to see wonders in their lives. My dears, setting apart or otherwise preparing ourselves for the Lord's work is very important. And also, doing it faithfully is more important. Doing it more faithfully is more important. So in Matthew chapter 5, we can see a couple of parables. Parables of wise and foolish virgins. And also, parable of talents. You remember 5, 2, 1? So God, the Lord or the owner gave 5 talents, 2 talents, and 1 talent. 5, 2, 1. Okay? So to the servant, you know, who got 5 talents, he multiplied and then made it as 10 talents. To the servant who got 2 talents, multiplied and then he made it 4 talents. Jesus Christ said these wonderful words to that particular person. I want to encourage each and every body that all of us of our church should be in that list. So God appreciated, or the Lord appreciated. So well done, good and faithful servant. You are faithful over few things. And immediately he said, I will make you ruler over many things. You are faithful over small things. You know, whether God has given a small work or a big work, we need to be faithful in that. Okay? So, you know, to some people, God gives only this much work. To some people, God gives this much work. Whatever God has appointed. So we need to fulfill, or we need to do it faithfully. To the 5 talents servant, or otherwise, you know, and 2 talents servant, God gave the same statement. God gave the same statement. He said, well done, good and faithful servant. You are faithful over few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. To both the servants. But to the other servant, where he took 1 talent and buried it into the land, and then the Lord said, you wicked and lazy servant. In the work of the Lord, we should not be lazy at all. We always need to do the work of the Lord. We always need to strive to do the work of the Lord. If you are lazy, I don't know. You know, Bible says that, you know, the children of God are not lazy. If you are lazy, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is going to tell to talk to us that you wicked and lazy servant or unfaithful servant. We should not be in that category. But we want to be in the other category that Jesus said that, well done, good and faithful servant. And also, my dears, James 4 and 7 also talks a wonderful thing that has an encouragement to all of us to do the service of the Lord. James 4 and 7. 7 and 8, please read. So wonderfully it says, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil. Devil always try to disturb sanctification. In other words, whatever that we are set apart, he always try to disturb that keeping away from the world or away from the sin. He always tried to disturb us. So the Bible is very clearly that it says, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify your hearts, ye double-minded. So Bible is very clear that so we need to draw unto the Lord and God will draw unto us. Even in this particular portion of Joshua chapter 4 verse 5, it says, sanctify yourself, but for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. So sanctify yourself. So we need to draw unto the Lord. And then tomorrow God is going to do wonders. So God will draw unto us. So wonderfully, my dears, that you know we can learn the lessons from yesterday. And then God also gave another command. In the 8th verse, we can see here. So please read Joshua chapter 4 verse 8. Okay, so in the King James Version, it says that towards the end, when you are come to the brook of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan. Stand still in Jordan. So remember that particular situation, my dears. Imagine that, you know. So from the Jordan River, with a lot of force, the water is flowing down. God has done his wondrous work so that the water was stirred. And then all the people went into or went through the dry land. Imagine if you and I were in that situation. We might be rushed. Right? We might be rushed. Because we have a forced water. We have a forced water. So we'll try to go to the other side of the river. But God is commanding to the priest that stand still. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It also tells that I am the Lord. I am in control of everything. I am in control of everything. When God has stopped the great water flow and God is giving the command to stand firm. So two things. So it talks about God is in control of everything. It also talks about the faithfulness towards the men to God. So, I mean, during that heavy, waterfalls, under that, you know, when it became a dry land, so if you are to stand over there, you need to have guts, right? You need to have guts. Because we may think that what if the water comes down, right? But God is telling that, stand firm. Even in the, similar words, when Israelites were crossing the Red Sea, even during that time also, God used similar words here. So turn with me to Exodus chapter 14. Exodus chapter 14, 13 and 14. Yeah, thank you, brother. And imagine this particular situation also. When Israelites were crossing the Red Sea, okay? And when they turned back, and all the Egyptians were coming with a great force. So if you read Exodus chapter 14, verse 7, you can understand, okay? Mariyu atadu sreshtamaina aru vandala radamulanu ఐగుప్తు రథములన్నిటివి వాటిలో ప్రధాన ప్రతి దాని మీద అధిపతులను తోడుకుని పోయాను. శ్రేష్టమైన రథములు, బెస్ట్ చారియార్ట్స్ హీ బ్రాట్ ఫర్ దట్ పర్టికులర్ వార్ అగనెస్ట్ ఇజ్రాయెలైట్స్. And then they saw that the warriors are coming on the chariots. And then Israelites were shaken. And at that time, Lord said to Moses that, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Bayapadakudi, Yehova meeku needu kalugacheyaboyu rakshana, rakshananu meeru vuruka niluchundi chudadi. So even in that particular situation also, the great force was coming. And Israelites were thinking that they are going to come and they are going to kill them. But even in this situation also, we can see two things. One thing is that how controlled God is. Another thing is that how faithful are you? So in both the situations, we can see the salvation of the Lord. And again, if you turn back to Joshua chapter 4 and verse 10, and Joshua said, hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you, and he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanite, Hittites, and Hivites, and Perizzites, and Girgashites, and Amorites, and Jebusites. And all these guys are ahead of them. But you know, Joshua got the message from the Lord and confirmation that, hey, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. God is going to take care of you. Don't worry of anything. So that was the message that they got. And then next, you know, we see, I mean, still it is in the yesterday's portion. So now, if you read the 17th verse here, so Joshua chapter 3 verse 17, it says, and the priest that bare the ark of the covenant of the Lord, what does it say? Stood firm on the dry ground in the middle of Jordan, and all the Israelites passed over onto dry ground until the people were passed clean over Jordan. So God has commanded them to stand still so that they can see the salvation of the Lord. And from the people's side also, we can clearly observe in the 17th verse that they stood firm. They stood firm. So the stood firm talks about your faith and my faith together as our faith. So whether it might be an individual attack that you are facing, or the attack as a church that we are facing, in all those situations, we need to be, you know, stood firm. That is very important for all of us, my dears. And also, you know, if you look into the previous sermons of this particular thing, so God has commanded to keep their foot. So they need to keep their foot wet so that the water will stop. So that's their faith. So with the faith, they need to put the step into the water so that the water would stall. I mean, even in our lives also, my dears, when we walk step by step of our spiritual life, we may encounter so many challenges. Challenges from outside and or challenges from within. Whatever the challenges that we may face, we need to walk with faith by taking the strength from the Lord, by taking the peace from the Lord. So that is very important for all of us. That's an encouragement again God is giving to all of us, my dears. And even if you remember the situation when Jesus Christ was walking on the water, Peter saw Jesus Christ. And Peter said that, hey Jesus, I want to walk on the water. And then Jesus said, okay, come on, walk on the water. And then with the faith, he put the foot on the water. He was able to stand. And he was walking towards Jesus Christ as long as his focus was towards Jesus Christ. Whenever or as soon as he saw the storm or around him, then he went down. My dears, this is a very important lesson for all of us. Whenever we go through storms of our lives, Jesus Christ is saying that, hey, stand firm and look at me. Don't look at people. Don't look at situations that are happening around us. But instead, look at me so that you will get encouragement, you will get faith, so that you will be able to walk properly in spiritual lives. So that is what Jesus Christ is telling to you, my dears. So, and next thing, if you look into today's situations, so please read a 4:1.
And it came to pass when all the people had completely crossed over the Jordan that the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, take for yourself 12 men and from the people, one man from every tribe, and command them, saying, take for yourself 12 stones from here, out of the midst of the Jordan, from the place where the priest's feet stood firm.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. So now the first point you and I can understand is clean. So brother's translation, it said that completely, right? Completely. Completely crossed over. So here in the King James Version, somehow they translated it as and it came to pass when all the people were clean passed. So I wanted to keep, clean only. I mean, completely also you can remember. But clean passed over Jordan. So, tello chotanu. Jinulandaranu yordanunu datuta tudamuttina tarvata Yehova Yehoshuato nikilagu salavichanu. So, yordanu datuta tudamuttina tarvata. They have completed it. So, in King James Version, it said that clean. I mean, whenever we have started any work, we always say that we need to do a polished work or we need to do the clean work. Clean work in the sense, there are no other pending items that we have on the plate. That is the meaning of it. We finished everything. So even in the case of, Jordan experience also, that all the people were crossed from one point to the another point. It was clean. Nobody were there after this particular point. So when God has commanded them that sanctify yourself, they did it. And when God has commanded that stand still, they did it. And then we can see that they stood firm. And also here we can see that God asked them to clean or to move all the people from one point to another point. My dears, remember one greatest lesson in your life is that when God starts something in your life or a good work in your life, my dears, He will make sure that it finishes cleanly or completely. So during that time, what you and I have to do is that you and I have to have a faith upon Him. When God said that, stand firm in the midst of chaotic situation, we need to just follow as is so that He will make sure that the work is clean and the work is complete. Start to finish. Philippians chapter 1 verse 6 is a famous verse that being confident of this very thing that those who has begun a good work will complete it until the day of Christ is a very important thing, my dears. And also, next thing that we can see is commemorate. So, in 4 verse 2 and 3, God has commanded them to commemorate, 12 stones or keep it as a memorial. Okay, so just imagine, right, God just said that, hey, elect 12 people from every tribe and ask them to carry big stones on their shoulders and then ask them to put wherever God has commanded them to. It's a very simple thing, okay? I know in Washington, they have built a very, very, large one or huge memorial, right? So, but think about this particular memorial. So, just imagine how big was it? Was it too big? Just imagine 12 stones. 12 stones, that's it. 12 stones. That, you know, each person can carry the each stone on their shoulder. I imagine that those are small stones, and then they have laid or they have commemorated over there. My point here that I want to tell you is that, my dears, you know, you don't need to show off with the big stones or memorials that you need to build. So if you see this particular situation, how easily and quickly and quietly God brought all the Israelites from one end to another end. And during that time, God stopped the water. And people quietly and easily walked from one end to another end. You know, but at the same time, people were also, as God asked, they quietly, you know, built their memorial. But my point here is that we don't need to remember the thing that people have built. But more than that, we need to understand why people have built that particular memorial. That is the main point that you and I need to understand. Why it was built. Why it was built. So you don't need to praise the great physical thing that people have built. But more than that, you need to understand why God has built that particular thing. So two memorials that we can see in this particular portion. So Joshua 4:9, please read it. So this is the one memorial that they have built in the middle of Jordan, and there is another one, verse 20. Okay, he was set up in Gilgal, so that's why I said mentioned that set down stones or set up stones. So in Gilgal, so two places he did it. Okay, what is the significance of those things? So, if you think the first significance, they're put in the middle of a Jordan River, right? So, Jordan River never stops; it always keep on flowing. In the off season, I read the commentary that the water was about 100 feet wide, but in the peak season, it can go up to 1 mile. Also, is what I have learned. So such a big, canals or the river, so that particular Jordan river. So if if they have put those stones in the middle, so that is an indication that, hey, God has stopped the water. So we crossed it and then we have put the stones in between. So no one can go through that water, as it was flowing. So that is an indication that God has done a great work, and then we have passed. And then the second significance that why people have set down or set up the stones where they were laying down a camp. In the Gilgal, they were having a camp over there. Okay, so in the camp, they wanted to see those 12 stones so that they can always remember God and his great work, so that based on that, they may gain strength to do the rest of the work. That's why they have put the memorial where they were living. Okay? So, my dears, just wanted to encourage you that 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5 talks about that we need to be as a living stones, that we need to be established in the church. In our church, we should not have any dead stones. We always need to have living stones. Burning stones to do the work of the Lord, zealous stones to do the work of the Lord, or to work to the extension of the kingdom. If you have any dead stones, that will damage the other parts of the body also. And while we were walking, we saw green trees actually. You know, one of my friend I was talking to, and I told him that, hey, see how beautiful it is, that during the spring season, it was a green color, and then those trees were wonderful. And then he told me that, hey, observe those dead trees also in between the green trees. So those are very dangerous. So during the summer season, if the sun is so hot, that may burn down, or that may initiate the fire, and that may burn down the rest of the forest. So that's why, you know, we need to understand or examine ourselves that, am I a dead stone in the church? Or am I a living stone in the church? So we have to be very careful with that. So with the dead stones, we may damage the church, but we always need to be the living stone which helps and encourages to the church body. And then that is today. And then tomorrow, there are two things that God is talking here. So God has yesterday, God asked them to sanctify, and God asked them to stand still, and they obeyed, and then they sanctified themselves as well as they stood firm. And today, and then after all the people went to the other side of the river, they have commemorated and set stones. And now, God is telling that, hey, keep these memorials to witness your children. The first thing he's telling is that whatever the memorial that you are going to establish or you have established, keep this particular memorial as a witness to your children. Children means next generation. Okay? And even in the same, the sermon series that we are learning is that there is a cycle that Israel goes through, right? So one generation that they were good, another generation they were bad. And then the cycle continues. And someone said that probably they were like that because whatever the faith or whatever the works of the Lord that they have learned, they are not passing to the next generation. As they were not passing to the next generation, so they do not have a faithful people into the next generation. By thus, those next generation people are going away from the Lord. It is very important for you and me, my dears, to understand what kind of memorials that we are keeping in our lives so that our kids or our next generation will learn from it, will remember it, and as well as they follow from it. Wonderful verse from Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. I love this particular verse. So Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. It says,
train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
So wonderful it says that, train up a child in a way he should go. I mean, we need to train with the word of God, and not only that, we need to train by setting our milestones in front of them. That is also very important. What milestone that you are keeping for your kids and as well as our other kids is very important to examine ourselves in the light of the word, my dears. Are we setting as a bad example to our kids? Are we shouting in front of them? Or are we, going to the places where we are not supposed to in front of them? So it is very important, my dears. So we need to set wonderful examples to our next generation is important. So here, even if you look into this, these verses, children ask the question the Lord tells that, hey, children may ask you that, what are these stones? Why have they built? And then at that time, so all the elders have to tell that, hey, this is the purpose why we have kept this memorial. You know, this is about God and what he has done in our lives is what, we need to tell to the children. So that is what it says in Joshua chapter 4. The next and final thing that we can learn is witness to the world. So in the 23rd verse, it says, 23rd verse. So please read 24th verse, brother. Joshua chapter 4, verse 24. And again, it talks about a memorial. Why they had to set the memorial. So two reasons God has given. So one reason was that is a witness to your children. Another reason is that is a witness to the world. And again, the witness to the world, there are three things here. That the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that he is mighty, that he might fear of the Lord God forever. You know, if we don't fear the God, why would they fear? If you don't love the God, why would they love? I mean, we need to set example to the world also that, you know, we need to direct them or guide them to the Christ. We should not be like a blocker for them to enter into the Christ, but instead, we have to set an example so that they would come to the Christ. It is very important. Finally, my dears, three words that you can remember, three words, easy to remember. Word, walk, and witness. Word, walk, and witness. So, God has given the word to all the Israelites to sanctify, to stand still. And then they did it. They did it. Walking in the sense, you know, I told you, right? So, God asked them to foot their feet and then make their feet wet so that the water will stop flowing and they will walk through the dry land, right? So they took the word, they're walking in the word, and based on that walking, we need to set ourselves as a witness to our children as well as to the world as well. May God bless this portion.